Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Don't look at me like you don't know class piece,
like Hasbro or something like that.
Dude, I don't know that.
I feel like nobody...
And I thought you said gibberish the first time.
Look, I will not have Polish slander on this podcast. We all watched the Rugrats.
Oh.
At the end, it goes, Klanski, Skumpon. That's their two last names.
And they're both Polish?
I don't know. I'm just not going to have Polish slander on this podcast.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
That was just a blanket statement that I needed to get out.
Sure.
Fair enough, honestly.
I think they are Polish. Hello, and welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are
the Judgies.
Erica, what do we do here? For any new listeners, they come up onto the show, they're like, what's this called? I'm into like court cases and like big podcast thing is like murder mystery or like stuff like that. So like, explain to them what we do here.
That's not what we do here. We find stories on the internet of people being rude or ridiculous or combination of the two, and we judge them. And we say, buddy, that's a bad deal.
I don't think we've ever said that. That's false advertising.
We're going to today.
Okay.
Bad deal, buddy.
Buddy? That's a bad deal. Am I the asshole for buying a car that doesn't run for $20 million? Buddy? That's a bad deal.
Yeah.
And you can take that to the bank. We're the authority on that.
Christian has said that before.
You can take that to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
I've been known to take it to the bank a time or two.
Yeah, about, I don't know, twice every month. Happens, I don't know, maybe every other Thursday.
Kind of just automatically, honestly.
The bank knows that I'm going to be taking it to them, so they just automatically insert cash into my funds. I'm pretty unique for that. I'm kind of known for that sort of thing.
It's a real big me thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of my character.
Some people think I'm like super self-entitled about it, and they call me like an FDICK, but...
Oh my god.
They can get fucked.
You can get fucked for that joke. Get out of here.
I don't know. That joke was backed by the national government.
Shut up.
Up to $50,000. $500,000?
I don't know. All right. We starting this thing?
Talking like we know.
You ready for some internet stories?
I'm always.
Let's go to the first one, Ricky.
I think that's what's beautiful about this podcast is that we hang out.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, let's get into it.
Okay.
Honestly, if we could like cut back on the hanging out part, I think my life would greatly improve.
Okay, so here's what we do. Instead of getting together and one person reading a story and then we all deliberate, one person will just send stories to a group chat and then we'll all individually record our reactions to it and then we'll just cut.
Oh, yeah.
We'll intercut the three tracks.
That could work.
And then it just turns out we're all making the same exact comment three times. We all just go,
buddy,
that's a bad deal.
Fuck off. Okay. Am I the asshole for not talking to my parents after they made my wife cry over our baby name choice?
Uh-oh. they didn't choose bread.
I want to preface this by saying that I have always had an interest in philosophy and mythology. I am literally a name nerd. Since my wife and I are currently in the process of adopting, we have been talking about this a lot. When we broke the news to my parents, they were so happy for us. But last weekend, they asked if we have a name in mind. This is where the trouble began.
I picked my favorite Roman god, Uranus, and they didn't like it.
Okay, I'm going to also preface this myself, that I'm probably going to butcher the pronunciation of these name choices.
It's pronounced testicles.
Yes. When I first read the name...
Belophonus?
Nikephoros.
Okay.
Nikephoros.
Okay.
Nikephoros?
That sounds like you nailed it.
Okay, that's what we're going with.
It's a bad name.
We're not even Greek.
When I first read that name...
It's bad regardless if your name is Greek.
First read the name 1.5 years ago. I knew it would be... I knew that would be the name of my future child. My mother freaked out and said she might name a horse that, but not a child.
Yeah.
An insult. Hey, I might name my horse that, but not a child.
Yes. We were very upset by this comparison, naturally. Mother doesn't even own a horse, so we felt that she just said that to hurt our feelings.
You don't even have a horse to name that, you son of a bitch.
You wouldn't understand, Mom. You don't even own a horse.
Then she said, hold up. Are you adopting a girl or a boy?
Not important.
And we said a boy. But she said that other kids would think our son is a girl. She asked if we ever even thought about being out in public and having to call for him. Nikephoros, you forgot your lunchbox.
Well, obviously, one, this kid's going to be named Nikephoros. He's not going to be dumb enough to forget a fucking lunchbox. He's already destined to be a goddamn philosopher. And two, you're not going to call him
Nikephoros.
You call him Nick. Or Foros, I guess, but...
Then she tried to imitate horse sounds and stomped up and down the stairs.
What the fuck?
My father was suspiciously quiet while my mother was ridiculing our personal choices.
This is really a winnie-lose situation.
Boo.
Nay on that joke.
Stop it. Now, my wife loves French culture. She's been to the Louvre. What is it?
I have no idea.
The Louvre.
She's been to the Louvre twice and won't shut up about it, and taught herself how to speak a little French.
Omelette du fromage.
In my mind, a little French is like, omelette du fromage. I am small Frenchman.
She fell in love with the French spelling. Nice for?
Oh, niece?
Nice for? Nicephore.
What the fuck are these? What are these names?
We're not even French!
Nice for?
It's not pronounced nice, as in very nice.
Right.
The French way of saying it sounds like nice for.
Okay.
We brought this up, hoping the reaction would be better. Mother then asked if the entire discussion was just a prank.
You're going to call your son your niece? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, this needs to be the fourth daughter that they adopt. That way, like, it's niece four.
This is when my wife started crying. My mother seemed annoyed and asked to see the rest of our name list.
Oh, God.
That's it? That's your only name?
She said none of them fit our last name, but because I got pretty close to studying our archaeology in college, I think I know a little bit more about these things than most people do, and I'm somewhat entitled to pick a big name with a lot of history for my child.
He almost
studied archaeology in college, so he's entitled to pick a big name.
Okay. Yeah, no, actually, that makes sense. He almost did it, so he can almost have a shitty name for his child.
My name is not so common either. Devin.
Okay, that's does he understand that's more common than Niecephore or whatever the fuck the other one was? Nikiforo?
It's Devin.
They're just in love with the f noise. Just name well, him Philip, or
they can go fuck right off.
So my name is not so common either, Devin, and people keep mishearing it. I have to correct that a lot, and I honestly don't mind at all. So I really don't think my kid would care about this.
How could you mishear Devin?
Evan, I guess?
I guess.
Funnily, my mother doesn't remember all the times I was called Kevin or Steven
by how others. How are you pronouncing it?
This dude has a crazy speech impediment.
He pronounces it Devin. Oh, sorry, did you say Steven? Because that's the only name that makes sense.
No, it's Devin.
Either way, America is such a diverse country that I really don't think this is an issue.
Oh my God. I was really praying that they weren't from America.
I was too. My second favorite name, could also be a middle name, is...
Bradley, dude!
Didaskalos?
Didasklos?
Hey, Nikki, did that ass close?
It's Didaskalos. Didaskalos. Didaskalos.
Mm-hmm.
It means teacher.
I don't care what it means.
No one cares what it means.
The kid's not going to be getting made fun of for his ass closing.
Hey, and like, it means teacher. It means teacher. Every time he's getting a fucking wedgies. It means teacher. Stop it.
This would honor my lovely wife, who is an elementary school teacher.
Okay.
This is when my father bursts into laughter and claims that it sounds like Adidas.
These people are not only bad at names, but bad at the jokes.
Bad at making fun of the names.
Oh, that first name? Wouldn't even horse. Name my horse that. Second name? Footwear.
Then he noted that we could go with Nike for a nickname. We should name the kid. We could name the kid Nikiforos or Niecephore or whatever. I grabbed my jacket, and when me and my wife left,
I grabbed my starter jacket.
We felt so ridiculed, we didn't even want to eat dinner that night and went straight to bed. We haven't spoken to them since. Am I the asshole for wanting my child to have a historical name and not for talking to my parents now?
Is it even a historical name if you're like, I used the Greek word for teacher for my child's name? It's not even historic. It's not like you named it after a philosopher or something.
Yeah, if they named him like Sophocles or something,
mm-hmm.
that would make more sense.
I can understand the first name. That was like a mythology character. Or
yeah,
that I can get behind. But like the one that's just it means teacher. It's a shitty fucking name.
Well, he did say to be fair, make that the middle name, which is a little bit better.
Could you imagine if your name was Nikiforos Deacon Dick in the Assos?
And then their last name's just like Stevens. That's why his name was Devin Stevens.
Why would you do this to me, Mom and Dad? I'll never have my kid go through that.
Devin Stevens. Yeah, I was just trying to think of like what the like. It doesn't even go with the last name. Like, what is your last name? Like,
nothing is gonna go with that.
What last name's gonna go with that?
Unless your Avrogopoulos.
Avrogopoulos. Did that ass close, Aphrodopoulos? Oh my God.
Yeah.
They both just, they all suck.
All of the internet agrees that he's the asshole, that he's basically just setting up his kids for like torment.
I would say everybody sucks here. This happens a lot on I'm the Asshole, is like a lot of like baby naming stuff because people want to name their kids something unique. And then people are like there was one that I read that was like a lady was like super into math and she wanted to name the kid like 12, Finite.
12-11.
12-11. She's really into math and Stranger Things. Yeah, and it's like people are like, think of like, if your kid's a fucking loser, he's gonna get bullied anyway.
Yeah. So but like, you're already at, with a name like Nikiforos or.
You better be a fucking Chad. Stud.
You have to be a Chad, absolutely.
Yeah. Or you're like get bullied.
But like, guys, the thing that's being lost here that I feel like is the most important is this isn't a biological child. This is an adopted child. They get to choose the Chad. So like, you come up with a bad name. So like, it's sort of like you don't want to give somebody everything in life. So like, you go to the adoption center. You pick the most jacked 3-year-old.
Okay.
And then to bring down their confidence a little bit, you change their name to Nikephoros.
You give them a struggle. They weren't struggling hard enough being an orphan.
And then you can just be one of those comedians that nobody likes because they're too good looking, but also they're funny.
Yoke? Like me.
Yeah. Mm. Well, yeah, nobody likes you, but those other two things aren't true.
My mom thinks I'm cute. My mom thinks I'm pretty, I think. Is it weird to think that your mom thinks you're pretty? Is that, how do you normally say it? My mom thinks I'm handsome?
Yeah. Pretty handsome.
No, my mom just thinks I'm pretty.
No, she just goes, you ask her, like, Mom, am I ugly? She goes, you're pretty,
She was definitely going to say handsome. That's where that was going. It's just she's just shortening it. It's like there's an apostrophe in there. It's just all the letters are gone.
H, apostrophe, 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 apostrophe. Wait, that's not a bad name.
Apostrophe?
Apostrophe.
I wouldn't even name my horse that. Are you kidding me?
That's how you end up in a comma.
But
someone in the comments. Semicolon?
Now that's amazing.
Imagine if they have like iliac disease or
celiac
disease.
Yeah,
you name him semicolon.
That's a smart joke there, guys.
Someone in the comments like said, "I actually do own horses, and I'm gonna put this name in the back burner here for my next one."
Huh. People who own horses fucking suck.
Well.
We got horse owner listeners, Josh. You really...
Yeah, and they fucking suck, and they know it.
Not they necessarily.
Know it. Listen, there's somebody that I knew in high school. They're getting called
okay,
out.
Wait, hold on.
Uh-huh.
A horse girl in high school, they suck, sure.
I wouldn't say they're a horse girl. They did own a horse. I feel like horse girls don't ever actually own horses.
That's true.
But her horse's name was Money, or Cash, one of the two. And I'd always laugh because that's like the most fucking pretentious thing you can give a horse. Because if you own a horse, you clearly have that guap. And she didn't.
I mean, horses are very expensive.
She didn't understand the connection between owning a horse and being wealthy. And she named it fucking Cash, Johnny or otherwise.
Blood money.
Blood money. The horse. It's a red hair.
Are you ready for the next one?
Oh yeah, I think we beat that. That horse
dead.
Jesus. Am I the asshole for not wanting to get rid of the anime body pillow that saved my marriage?
All right.
It saved the marriage.
Listen, if the body pillow saved the marriage, quote unquote, the only person who would want you to get rid of it is probably your spouse, in which case it clearly didn't fucking save the marriage.
It's a very good point you make there.
Well, you're about to find out. My husband and I are best friends during the day. Love of my life. But it's at night that's an issue. I'm a blanket stealer. I once yanked them so hard, poor hubby flipped a full 180.
Did a full 180.
That's aggressive.
Hubby, for his part, is a thrasher. Bruce Lee would be jealous of the moves he pulls off while he's unconscious. It's a constant war between us when we fall asleep.
I like to think of the thrasher as like literally just like...
moshing.
Just yeah, just like
just listening to death metal.
And both of us often wake up sore and exhausted. It was starting to affect our relationship.
Oh,
neither of us wanted to move to a separate bed because we like spending our nights together, but it seemed like an inevitability.
Those two things don't make sense to me. How can you like spending your nights together if you're literally beating the shit out of each other?
We were both crabby every morning, and we started fighting as soon as we got up. It sucked, but neither of us wanted to concede defeat and move to another bed.
It's a really good relationship you have there.
Not only do we hate each other, but we also don't want to admit we hate each other.
Yeah. We know what's going on, but neither of us want to admit defeat.
There's an obvious solution to this problem, but we don't want to do it.
Quick background. I was a huge nerd as a teenager.
Still are.
Full-on otaku?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, cringe, I do too. One night as a joke, I brought down an old anime body pillow from the attic. I know, the cringe. And plopped it down between my husband and I, declaring it our demilitarized zone. Hubby also thought it was hilarious, and we named her DMZ Chan.
Ugh.
She stayed there the whole night.
She has an anime waifu body pillow. I was expecting this to be like an anime like dude and be like, the husband be like, I can't cuddle with Sasuke-kun. I'm not gay. But no, it's a fucking anime waifu. He should be happy about this.
That's kind of like getting the threesome that every guy wants.
Yeah. You have your real woman and then your...
Honey, what do you feel about inviting another woman to the bedroom? I'm going to go get Sasuke-chan.
It was a game changer. DMZ-chan protected me from hubby's REM-induced rampages, and she's just heavy enough that I can't yank the blankets at full speed. DMZ-chan is now a beloved part of our nightly routine. We both thought it was the funniest thing, but she legitimately helped us solve the only real issue in our marriage. One day, mother-in-law stopped to pick up something. She got up to use the bathroom, passing by our open bedroom door. You can guess what she saw. DMZ-chan, propped up in the middle of our bed, her giant, soulful, anime eyes looking right back
anime
at my
titties.
Mother-in-law.
That's what she meant to say.
Why is she describing as having soulful eyes?
You've never seen an anime body pillow?
I mean, if I'm looking at an anime body pillow, I'm not looking at the eyes, baby.
When she got back, she quickly grabbed her stuff and left, hubby and I both confused. She later mentioned DMZ-chan to hubby while they were on the phone.
I fucking hate this person so much.
And it absolutely mortified him. As far as I know, mother-in-law now thinks we're deviants in a three-way relationship with a body pillow.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hubby was too embarrassed to explain, and now he wants to put DMZ-chan back in the attic.
What the fuck?
It feels like there's one super simple solution to this.
Tell the mom that story?
Yes.
Just tell the mom that you both fucking, like, get over it.
Or they could just get, like, a regular body pillow.
You could just get a cover for a body pillow. You don't even have to get a whole new pillow.
You could also just not prop it up when you have guests coming over. Yeah. You could put it under the covers.
Yeah, make the bed with it under the covers.
Close your bedroom door.
There's no way these fucking weirdos make their bed.
Oh, that's a good point.
I was upset. I told him I didn't want to go back to boxing each other at night, and that DMZ-chan helped us so much in that. He agreed, but suggested we get a normal, plain body pillow case to replace her.
Okay.
I felt like there was no need to...
Oh my god.
We don't need to spend money on something we already have. That's and if so it was really that big of an issue...
You really want to spend the $5? But we love DMZ-chan.
Then I can't see your soulful eyes.
You fucker! I've seen you fucker! You want to put that behind a body pillow cover?
If it was really that big of an issue, we can put her in the closet while we have company over. Hubby is firm that she has to go permanently. I know he's embarrassed, but I feel like we shouldn't have to compromise our inside jokes to appease other people. Am I the asshole?
These people fucking suck.
She should be embarrassed. Who buys an anime body pillow, guys?
I mean, it's whatever. Like, it's not whatever. I just don't understand. This mother-in-law, like, clearly just doesn't like this girl, right? Like,
no, I can definitely see most, like, it's a generational thing where they, like, see, like, a naked anime girl and be like, that's fucked up.
Well,
why do you have that?
Scantily clad.
Sorry. Still, to see, like, a cartoon girl in your bed and it's like, why the fuck do you guys have this? You guys are married.
This is how I see the situation. It would make sense if I am in a relative stranger's house, like an acquaintance's house, and I look into the room and I see an anime body pillow. I'm going to think, that's fucking weird. Now, if someone was dating my son long enough to become married and live together, you would probably get a feel for what kind of person that is. Mm-hmm. And you know when someone's a fucking weeb. So, like, that shouldn't surprise her. And even if it does, all it takes is a simple conversation to be like, what's up with this? And then they just go, oh yeah, it's because it's like, oh, it's from her childhood, whatever. But
yeah, like, it's literally not that big of a deal.
Yeah,
they made it into such a big production.
You guys want to explain your hentai pillow away? You want to explain a hentai pillow to your mom? You want to explain a hentai pillow to your mom?
I would gladly explain hentai to your mother.
Yeah.
Well, my mom already knows what it is. She's a cultured woman.
She found his body pillow when he was 16. I just feel like this would be
I'm so adamantly defending this.
This would be the equivalent of, like, 10 years down the road, Aurora's parents walk in, and, like, on our fucking bed, there's a microscope, and they're like, what the fuck is going on? It's like, yeah, you know I'm a science man. And she's got to find my dick somehow.
The real problem is the mom walked in, she saw that it was a Hinata body pillow, and she's like, we're a Sakura family. What are you doing with this Hinata filth?
I don't know what any of that means.
No, they're more nobody upset because Neji was supposed to be the true heir, and they're like, you motherfucker.
All right, so anyway, she makes an edit, and she says, I admit I was being stubborn. I did drive over to Target on my lunch break, and I bought a new cover for $10.
Oh.
I put it on DMZ Chan as soon as I got home. To those asking, I did wash her after getting her out of the attic.
I had to get all the cum off of it.
Lady cum?
And now I'm waiting on hubby to get home so I can apologize for making him uncomfortable. DMZ Chan shall live in our hearts forever and under the blanket when company's over.
Yeah, that was the easiest solution.
Gone but never forgotten.
These people are just like they hear Occam's razor and they think it's like a deadly blade. And they're like, gotta stay away from the simplest solution. Gotta think of some convoluted fucking bullshit.
Tangent. Why does Occam's razor such a cool like phrase? And that's just the lamest thing in the world.
I don't know, man.
It just sounds like literally badass. Like Occam's razor. It's like, fuck yeah, dude. What's that? And it's like, easiest solution is the solution. It's like, that's it? It's like, yeah. And it's like, what the fuck, dude?
But isn't that kind of an Occam's razor of itself?
Yes.
It's
that's what I was
fucking
say.
Lame. It's so lame.
I want a Chekhov's razor.
Yeah. I want to see that edge and know that edge is going to come.
Hang on. That's the exact opposite of edging.
He didn't say Jackoff's razor.
Jackoff's razor.
Are we taking a break or you want another one before we go?
We can take a break.
Okay, bye.
And we'll be right back.
Okay, bye.
But what if we don't come back?
Well.
Oh, fuck, dude. Can we actually do that?
I feel like we're kind of birthing a break here. So let's name our break. Christian, you get first name. Erica, you get middle name. I get last name. Okay. Ooh. Christian.
I get middle name?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, God damn it.
Christian, give us a first name in
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Belafonis.
Okay.
Marie.
Brad. Bye. Bye.
And welcome back.
I wish that I would have known we were doing that. I know you guys just instantaneously decided that together without speaking about it, but like, you could have clued me in. It's been 6 months, you guys.
It's been six months of the judges.
It's
been half a year.
Yeah.
Which is 6 months?
Well, I don't know, because we recorded a bunch on multiple weekends, so we've probably been doing it a little bit less than 6 months. I guess the pod...
Oh, so I guess that's true. We started in March?
Recording it for more? How does the math work?
When did we start?
Yeah, around March.
Was it?
Right?
Yeah. It'd be seven months or something like that.
Yeah, it's been seven.
8 months.
8 months.
Because we waited to release it. But anyway, still kind of crazy. 26 months or 26 weeks of Judgy's episodes out.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a good ride.
Yeah.
And this is where we unfortunately tell all of you guys that we're done.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Ooh.
Sayonara. See you later.
Mm-hmm.
Arrivederci.
Here's the thing,
Nina Foros.
My ego can't handle ending now. We got to really go up and then just completely...
We have to go out while we're on top.
We got to go... Yeah. It's either we got to go out on top or you guys are going to have to, like, get me canceled somehow. I'm
going to be more of a Kurt Cobain
I know
type.
I'm, like, a pro-Penny guy and that's... Not cool. Trying to get rid of the Penny. They're going to try to get rid of me, too. But that's about the only thing you're going to get me on.
So your hottest, most controversial Turk is that you're pro-Penny?
Yeah.
Like
why?
Because it's the daughter of Inspector Gadget, obviously.
It's his niece.
Fuck. Niece four or one or I don't know. Here's my 1 cent on the matter.
A penny for your thoughts. Oh, so you can make those jokes, but I can't. Okay.
What do you mean? I laughed at it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and my pun about money too, guys.
I had a punny. I was going to say punny, but penny, and it just, yeah, no, it's a pass.
I'm going to cry. This is getting too real.
So yeah, thanks for listening for half a year.
At least, because we can't do math. It might be more than that.
Or less.
It could be less. We don't know.
Around 26 episodes, for sure.
somebody do the math for us and let us know.
6 months, give or take, 3 months. Take. Mm-hmm. Very money humbled.
Take on me.
Aha. Very humbled. Very humbling experience to have people come up to us and say, like, hey, you could be doing better on that old podcast thing, so.
Just strangers on the street. Mm-hmm. You're that podcast group. And hey, they're you're like,
that
what?
I would recognize that face anywhere. You're that fucking podcaster.
Mom always said I got a face for podcasting.
And a voice for the silent movies.
Yep. My mother has told me
but
that.
But you have the hands of a goddamn Greek Adonis.
Yes, I do. Mom always said.
These old things.
Hands of a Greek Adonis? More like a... like a Madonna, right? That's like
a Greek Madonnas.
Like the woman's the Madonna. A Greek Adonis is like real dude's hands.
You have the hair of a Medusa.
Yeah, the tiny peener of a Greek Adonis.
The legs of a Mr. Tumnus. The dick of a statue of David.
All right. You boys ready for another story?
Hold on. We're being sentimental.
And you know Christian doesn't like, or does like being sent a mental. He's pro-penny.
I'm pro-penny. You know what? I just want to say, yeah.
Okay.
You did it.
Good job.
Thank you, guys.
It took us 26 episodes, but Christian said
and
yeah.
And I don't know if you listened to the last week's episode, but it's all about timing.
Well, it's mainly about body posture.
Well, okay, we're not recording videos yet. Oh. But you guys would totally get my body posture
gonna,
and you'd laugh at it.
You're just going to drop a little nugget of spoiler there?
Probably not, because it might never happen.
Our listeners weren't listening. They didn't hear that.
They're not listening.
They were watching and they're like, why is it a black screen?
Honestly, thanks for the 26 weeks of just playing us and then turning the volume all the way down. That's super rad.
Yeah. Spotify don't know the difference, baby.
All right, are you done expressing your feelings, or can I read?
Erica, you want to express your feelings?
I love you guys, the listeners, not you two.
That's fair.
That's, honestly, yeah. I've thought this, I don't know, for the last 10 years that...
I'm talking.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I'm just glad to be here. Glad you're listening. Keep doing that. And
Erica, do you remember... the first time we came over to start the podcast, we were all, you guys come over and we waddle on over to the stewed. It was a much different looking stewed.
It was. And it this just, is much more comfortable.
It was just me and Christian over here. And then you're like, am I supposed to be on this?
Yeah, I didn't know what the plan was here. I was going to play The Sims. I was just going to be in the other room playing The Sims.
Imagine
and...
how different the podcast would be. If it was just two dumb dudes talking about farts and shit.
You know how quickly. We made it like 3 episodes before talking about shit. It would have been 3 minutes before the shit talk came.
Erica, you're really...
Why do you think that I'm the one that prevented that? I also talk about shit.
You're the breath of fresh air.
You really class up the ass.
Oh my God, thanks. Mom always said I was classy.
My mom always said I was assy.
My mom always said,
damn, boy, you double-cheeked up.
Yes.
Angel definitely said that.
Yeah, absolutely. She always said I was pretty...
fly for a white guy.
Okay. And then I said, give it to me, baby.
No.
Oh, God.
I mean, I am her offspring, to be fair. Yikes. Is there a worse intro to a song than that song?
No.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I was trying to remember if they say uh-huh or nuh-uh. I didn't want to be wrong and embarrass myself.
Yeah, it'd be really embarrassing.
I didn't want this to be the first time I embarrass myself on the podcast.
Definitely not.
Not every time I can't read words. Or
not when you stumble over... like
literally every awesome. Sentence. Yeah.
Have you even told any embarrassing stories? I feel like I've told the most embarrassing stories.
I feel like I've only told embarrassing stories.
Name one embarrassing story.
The only one I can think of is like seeing your brother seeing your assholes.
Yeah.
He didn't see the hole. He just saw the pearly white my cheeks. Asshole. No, he didn't.
Christian was spreading. He was his ass was open. What was the kid's name? Ass to open.
Did ask us?
Did ask his ass to not close. All right, Richard. Thanks. Yeah, one last. Thanks for listening, guys. Keep it up. You're doing great.
Is that you telling us we're doing great, or you telling the listeners to keep listening doing great?
I tried to speak a little Minnesotan there. Well, keep it up over there. You're doing great.
Okay. So, am I the asshole for telling my roommate that her inappropriate art isn't welcome? So it's like 2 a.m. here, and my living situation has exploded into drama, so I'll try to keep it short. I, 25 female, share a house with three people. Ricky, Kira, and Paige, all 20s. Ricky and I are recent grads, and Kira and Paige are in grad school. They are also a lesbian couple. Anyway.
You don't even have to finish it. We know Ricky's making hentai body pillows.
Anyway. When we moved in, we just furnished the house and some bare bones IKEA stuff. Paige mentioned wanting to put up some art, and I agreed, thinking it would just be like a landscape painting or something. Oh no. Paige apparently makes very not safe for work art, and she put it up in our living room.
Well, it's not at work, so why does that matter?
Yeah. Also, it's not even not safe for work. It's just a bunch of flower pictures. It's your fault that you're seeing female genitalia in it.
Highlights include a picture of a person licking a nipple and a fat stripper. Very weird stuff, to be honest.
Okay. This sounds like art. I don't know. This makes sense.
I told Paige that dirty art could only be displayed in her room and that stuff in the common area had to be appropriate for all ages. I used to have my elementary school age nieces over a lot, and I'll start doing it again once the pandemic is over. I don't want them to see super crude stuff.
Is that a threat? And I'll start doing it again when the pandemic's over.
This girl needs to realize that her middle school nieces are licking nipples, all right?
Oh my god. We have middle school nieces.
Ooh. And some of them are going to grow up to be fat strippers. That's just the worst. That
and
is
honestly,
the worst.
Honestly, I'm pretty sure they listen to this podcast.
Oh, no, god. Why?
That's what I said.
All four nieces?
No, just the two. All right.
That's two niece of them.
We do have niece four, though.
Oh, my
God. We do have four nieces.
Yeah, you got two between the both of you, right? Above your calves and under your thighs. Keep going, Erica.
Nieces.
Don't put this silence on the podcast.
If you just keep rolling, they won't be able to pick up on that bad joke. Just keep going. Roll.
Well, Paige was going to agree, but Kira freaked out and made it into a homophobic thing. I'm bisexual myself, and I tried to tell her that. Now nobody in the house is talking, and Ricky is mad at me for causing drama.
Sounds like a classic typical, Ricky.
Typical Ricky.
Hey now. Edit to clarify. I'm totally fine with gay-themed art or any other art, as long as it's appropriate for kids. Kira maintains that the art isn't sexual, but a stripper and a literal tongue licking a boob, it's pretty sexual to most.
How is either of those gay-themed art?
Yeah, unless the tongue is gendered.
I mean, I don't know.
Those are pretty hetero. Like, those could be very heteronormative as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. She also says that our apartment is an adult space, and I just shouldn't bring my nieces unless they can deal with it.
Oh, God.
Also, sorry for the no context remark about the stripper being fat. Some commenters read that as me ripping on fat people or saying they can't be sexy. My bad.
Is that it?
That's it.
So, I kind of see both sides here. Because on one hand, it is a common space, and, like, roommates need to, like, agree on what's going up in a common space. That's the whole point of a common space. But also, that's pretty fucking hot.
Dude, to see, like, fucking rad.
A nipple getting licked? Like, that's pretty fucking hot.
Honestly, that's fucking hot, dude. This chick's art fucking slaps.
I imagine it like she mentioned not safe for work. Like she's like in a Zoom call for her work. Like she's got a clean background behind her, and while she's going, like Claire starts coming up and framing
the two roommates. Are,
they're like,
"Is this even?"
I feel like the fat stripper needs to go a little bit more to the left. Like, she's like interviewing for a super important position. Just like, I don't know what's going on behind me.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I don't like living with roommates. I don't think ever disagreed about what was going on in the common space.
Yeah, but I wasn't painting pictures of Lipples getting nipped. Of nipples getting licked.
Or I mean, I don't even think we had any art hanging up except for some, like, drawings that people...
And that sat fipper.
We did have a quote wall. Remember the quote wall?
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember quotes from the quote wall, but
I still have all of the quotes like from the quote wall.
Just like post-it notes?
No, well, it was just like strips of paper that were taped to our walls, but it was just...
Anytime we would say something like funny.
Or any of like our guests that came over said something like iconic and funny, we would write it down on a piece of paper. Like, and
the quote of the night and get put up on the wall.
I still have all of them.
Did you have like a certain amount you needed to put up for like a quota every month or?
No.
Okay. No. You know, most people do like quilt walls, right? You didn't miss here. That
that's a super quilt. Common thing, right?
Not a quote wall, a quilt wall.
I kind of miss it. Like, that was my favorite year of college. I miss having those roommates.
I mean, that
roommates.
Was the only year that I had, like...
Fun?
Cool roommates, yeah.
I don't think we did anything like that in any of the places I stayed.
It's because you're just a couple of fucking dudes.
Remember when you were supposed to go to Southern and you would have been on the same floor as me? And we could have been friends this whole time?
Yeah, do you remember that, Mom?
Yikes.
Who knows? Who knows what would have happened? I was actually just thinking about this the other day. Who knows? Because I would have been there a year before both of you.
No.
Were you and I are the same year.
Oh, I thought you went to IV. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, Christian went to IV for a year.
Yeah.
We all went at the same time. Mm-hmm. So
it's just I went to IV, which is why it confused me. Yeah, I don't know. It would have been interesting because we obviously didn't really know each other at that time either.
I mean, we did, but
we knew of each other, yeah.
We were on a volleyball team together.
Yeah.
But that was it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I hardly knew you. I didn't really, I didn't start hanging out with you until the year I was at IV.
Oh, shit, yeah. I thought it was more post-college, but you're right.
Well, no, yeah, because you came down to Southern a couple times to visit us.
Not while you were in college.
College, mm-hmm. Yeah.
While I was still in college.
Yeah.
Sorry, yes.
Yep. Yeah, would have been interesting. Maybe I just would have gotten sick of you faster.
That's
like, it's a ticking time bomb right now.
That's fair.
I would have just advanced it by 4 years.
Most people do get sick of me pretty quick. I'm surprised you haven't left me yet. It's fine.
Yeah, Christian's teetering on.
I know.
He's pushing it.
Sometimes when you try to make me do chores, I'm like...
Oh my God.
Every year that passes, it's like when grandma has like her 93rd birthday. You're like, all right.
Jesus is this Christ, the last Joshua. One? Some of us love our grandparents, okay?
Oh man,
we got time for one more?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another roommate story.
And they were roommates. That vine's not good, guys.
Yes it is.
No it's not.
Yes. Save it for a circle.
Am I the asshole for wanting my roommate to take her cast off?
What reason
I don't,
could they
yeah,
have?
I don't know where this story's going, but how could that possibly be an issue?
Disclaimers. This story is from about a year ago. My 20 female roommate, 20 female, could...
She has 20 female roommates?
Could easily afford healthcare / had insurance. We shared a dorm room about the size of a regular bedroom, so very close quarters. Edit. It was not a cast, it was a boot. I used... cast in the title because I thought boots sounded too much like I was asking my roommate to take her shoes off.
This is a big difference.
On to the story. At the start of my junior year in August of 2019, my roommate tells me she broke her foot over the summer. I believe in June, but at least like 4 to 6 weeks before school began in late August. So she'll be coming into school in one of those plastic Velcro foot boot things. Okay, cool, whatever. School year starts and progresses. The boot is pretty annoying, and my roommate keeps weird hours, so there is, like, stomping and Velcro ripping at all hours of the night. Her boot frequently wakes me up, but I'm putting up with it because it's a medical issue. Cut to the middle of October. I ask my roommate when the boot is coming off, out of curiosity, and because the thing is insanely loud and annoying. First, she tells me that she doesn't know, which I found odd and suggested she check with her doctor. Then, she informs me that the boot, which has been waking me up since August, was meant to come off before school even started, but she missed the appointment and didn't bother to find a doctor in our city. Her plan, apparently, was to wait until Thanksgiving when she would go home to have her follow-up appointment, several months late.
Better safe than sorry, guys.
She also figured she needed to stay in the boot because her foot felt weak, almost as if it had been immobilized for months with very limited exercise, but I digress. Basically, I assertively suggested to her that she needed to consult a doctor because I wasn't going to put up with the hell boot for another month if it wasn't necessary. Lo and behold, she goes to a doctor who confirms the boot needed to come off in August, and she may actually need physical therapy for keeping it on so long. My friends agreed with me, pushing her to get a medical opinion, albeit for selfish reasons, while my family said that I was an asshole for interfering with something that did not concern me. So am I the asshole?
Mind your business.
I like that they say, for not concerning me.
Yeah, it very clearly concerns
It very her. Much concerns her.
Here's the thing. I've been in these boots several times. How loud is this lady fucking stomp? And they're not, like, that crazy loud.
Well, I imagine it's probably more the Velcro. Like, yeah. I couldn't, like, 2 a.m. in the morning and, yeah, and you feel lonely enough. And it just fucking...
And she's probably doing that thing where Velcro is like, I'll just do it slow and try to be quiet. And then it just prolonged it to where it's just louder for longer. It's like, it's the same volume when you're tearing it slowly.
My foot feels weak. I cannot take the boot off. My foot feels weak. Listen, all I'm saying is this lady needs to get her shit together before she ends up with one foot in the fucking grave. All right? This bitch gonna get her fucking shit kicked in. By a fully functioning foot, if she doesn't, like, if you're in college, at least in America, I'd imagine since America is so shit that it's true in other parts of the world, you can go to the college doctor for free,
like basically free, like $5,
and it starts with like $6.
Anybody would tell you to take the fucking boot off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think she probably fucked herself up, like. Her foot's probably just, like, non-existent. She wore that boot for, like, what was it, like, 3 months when it's supposed to be, like, 6 weeks?
Well, something like that.
I mean, listen, you graduate high school and maybe you're more of a wallflower and you head to a university.
She's a junior in college.
And you spend 2 years there and you never really found your footing. So what
footing?
What do you do? You try to make something, like, unique about yourself to stand out, but you're kind of lame. All your name's fucking Nyxopheles or whatever, and
Nikephoros,
whatever. And your name Nikephoros, and guess what? To boot, you broke your foot. But now people are always asking you.
Fucking, you did that whole joke for that.
And now people are asking you, like, hey, you know, how's your foot? Like, really worried about you. And this is the most attention you've ever gotten. And fucking Steven. Asked
or
you
Devin,
and he's cute.
Know.
Yeah, or Devin. You couldn't really hear because you also broke your ear. And and you got a fucking boot on that, too. That's even more Velcro, surprisingly. And now you have a personality. Now you have something people know you as, is the boot lady. And if you remove that, you're removing a part of yourself.
That is a good point. It is like a peacocking thing, like, this is the most attention I've ever had.
Yeah.
That's literally
why. Boys are holding the door open for me. I've never talked to a boy in my entire life. I'm a junior in college, but I started college late, so I'm actually 37. This is the first time a boy's ever talked to me.
This is a full-grown woman.
But this is how, like, people start developing, like, Munchausen syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Is they're getting so much attention for this, mm-hmm. and... They keep
this
going.
Feels good.
And if the roommate's not careful, she could get Munchausen's by Flip Floxy.
I hate you so much.
Well,
that wasn't even a,
it was
good,
a good
joke.
6 months, but we're ending it here.
No, that was so bad. We end the pod. I'm sorry.
No, you're not. That.
I like how this is sort of similar to Occam's Razor. I like how Munchausen's has become more of a term as opposed to like hypochondriac, because they're pretty similar.
No, not really.
They're both like you think something's wrong with you when it's not.
No, hypochondriac is like constantly thinking that something's wrong.
Okay.
Munchausen's, they know there's nothing wrong with them.
But they try to
be making shit up. But they make shit up to
get attention.
To get attention.
Okay. But I like the word Munchausen. I'm a big fan of all these effects, like the Streisand effect. Love that name as well.
The Barbara Streisand effect?
Yeah, the Streisand effect, yeah. Do you guys not know the Streisand effect?
No.
Oh, it's just like it's because in like 2004 a picture of her like super luxurious home started to go viral on the internet. I don't know why. And she tried to like suppress the story, but by suppressing it, it garnered more attention. So when you try to suppress something, but it makes it garner more attention. So it's called the Streisand effect.
Huh. Didn't know that.
I don't think I know who Barbara Streisand is.
She's
I was
from
thinking
that song.
Of Barbara Walters this entire time, like the interview lady.
Barbara Streisand's from that song. It goes, Barbara Streisand. They sang it on Glee.
Oh,
that's the only thing
I
she's
miss
famous
that season.
For. Yeah.
That
Gleason. Yeah.
Just that, only that one season, though.
Oh, yeah, you missed the first season, but all the rest of them.
Oh, is that the first season? I actually started picking it up in season 4.
Do you know how they wrote Jane Lynch off that show?
No, because I didn't
she
watch
choked
it.
On something.
No, a school shooting.
What the fuck?
Jesus.
Hey, it's very fitting for America, all right?
Well, I think
every high school
no,
drama
that was
has
ugly
to have
Betty.
A school shooting.
Oh, America... Whatever her name is.
Ferreira?
Yeah.
Like, 3 of the actors on that show are dead.
Yeah.
I think one of them was a drug overdose, one was suicide, and then one fell off a boat, allegedly.
They're all cursed.
And Jane Lynch is dead to me, because she is the weakest link.
She does kind of look like that lady.
She's hosting the American version of the weakest link.
Oh, is she? I didn't know that. She kind of looks like the original lady. Hmm. Well, she did a commercial for Starve Rock.
Really?
Jane Lynch or the Weakest Link lady?
Is she from
Jane
Illinois?
Well, I don't think so.
Huh.
But she was, I think it was beginning of the summer, or like sometime, maybe it was last fall. I don't know.
I
time
was like,
is a
there's
c-
no
weird
way
concept,
it was this
though.
Year. There's no way Starve Rock's like, we got the advertiser money. Let's get Jane Lynch on this.
I think it was just for like Illinois in general, but.
Like Illinois tourism?
Yeah. But they did a stop at Starved Rock, obviously.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hmm. You know what they always say about Starved Rock? It's there.
Sure is.
Go eat a rock.
I don't think they say that.
Huh. No, that's the rock is starving. That's why.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. They need to feed the rock.
Go feed a rock.
And can you smell what the rock is? Matheson, the better state park.
What a great local joke.
I mean,
we only get local.
Yeah.
Except, hey,
Jacob might be
you
confused.
In Vietnam.
Yeah, you Vietnamese.
You might not get the joke, but if you do a little bit of research.
What was that? Hot Farter?
Hot Fart 69?
Something like that.
Hot Sweaty Farts 69.
Hot Sweaty Farts, yes, that's the one.
I mean, it's your username, so you should know.
I'm just trying to make.
Oh, what was that again?
Very good cover. Well, is that it?
That's
that all we
I got?
Guys,
go follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We're at Judgies Pod, JUDGIES Pod.
You know, Erica, that's a good deal. You could also email us at judgiespod@gmail.com, JUDGIES Pod@gmail.com.
And you can always share us with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know. Hey, man, this podcast has been going on for 6 months.
Or some amount of time. We're not entirely sure yet.
Plus or minus 6 months. they probably got at least another 6 months in them. You should probably just hop on the bandwagon right now.
Listen.
It's only going up from here.
When we're huge, you want to be able to say that you were day oneers. Or 6 monthers. Like, that's where you want to be. You don't want to see us, like, large and in charge, calling ourselves Mr. and Mrs. Worldwide, taking over Pitbull's reign after he passes. And you're going to be like, oh, I just started listening to them, and they became mainstream. Like, I wish I would have pictured that with the Kodak when I was only 6 months old.
You're going to miss out on all these inside jokes, like booing Josh's jokes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nobody would ever boo my jokes unless they knew it was an inside
joke. That's just an inside joke. Yeah. Like, yeah, you wouldn't actually boo. His jokes are so funny.
Real trendsetter.
You would definitely laugh at them. You wouldn't, like,
definitely
sigh and, like, think, like, honestly, this is the best you could do.
Listen, guys, long story short.
Goodbye.
Share it with
you.
Your friends. Sunny it with your coworkers. And say, I got you, Pod. Goodbye.
That was such a bad joke.
The judges love you.
What's Cher's kid's name? Chaz?
Yeah. Chaz Bono, yeah.
Chaz you later.
Please cut that. That's so bad.
I guess I can't now.